daf is daf ayin beis. So we got to the last few lines of ayin aleph amin beis. The Gemara had introduced a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan with respect to if a person does, or a community, an area does a sheet of mavos, whether that would also work, would that cover also the chatzer, or would you have to do a separate erev chatzeros? That was the machlokas. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Meir felt you have to have separate erev chatzeros from the sheet of mavos, and Chacham says either one, you could do one or the other, that would be fine. If you have one sheet of mavos, then that would suffice for even the Erev Chatzeros. The Gemara now has a machlokas. On that machlokas, last three lines of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says the last word, Pligiba Rebbe Nechumi V'Rabba. They have a machlokas. These two Amarim. Chad Amar, one of them holds, Bepas Chuyama Lo Pligi Debechad Asagi. One felt that when it comes to using bread, that there is no machlokas, that's sufficient. If you use bread, then it would work for both the mavoi and for the chatzer. No one argues in that case. When do they argue? Ki pligi b'yayin. If they're using yayin, that's the machlokas. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says here, six or seven lines up, the bechada tzagid, the ha pas chazir hachav hachi. Pas may be used for both a mavoi and for a chatzer. Ubein lamar, bein lamar, but whether to be mayor or chachamim, they agree, somchen al shiduf b'makum erif. So now that we saw yesterday that according to Rabbi Meir, you should not use yayin for Erev Chatzeres, but you may use yayin for Shita Mavos. So if you were to use yayin for Shita Mavos, that would certainly not, that's a machlokas when using wine. But when using pas for Shita Mavos, the pas would work bein v'mavoy, bein b'chatzer. When there's their machlokas, as Rashi continues, ki pligi b'yayin. When using wine, kishin eshatfu b'yayin b'mavoy. If they use wine to make the Shita Mavos, Rabbi Meir lo samchin aleh b'Erev Chatzeres. You cannot use the wine to apply it to the chatzer as well. Dein marvin l'chatzeres b'yayin. You're not allowed to use wine to make an Erev Chatzeres, while Rabbanan felt you're allowed to, because he says, as Rashi explained, the Rabbanan Shari, the Avagav the Yain Bechatzer lo ha'chazi, even though independently, wine may not be used for an Erev Chatzeres, but since you're using it for the Mavoi, Migo, the Chazi Lemilsa, the Beshitav, since it works for the Shitav Mavos, in this case, Samchin Allah Bechatzer, you're allowed to also use it for the Erev Chatzeres as well. So that's the first understanding that, again, when using Pas, everybody agrees the Shitav Mavos does work for the Erev. The machlokas is only when using yayin for Shita Mavos, does that also work for the Erev Chatzeres. But the other opinion on the top of Ayin Beis, Amun Aleph now, the Chad Amar, Beyayin Chuliyama Lo Pligi. When it comes to wine, nobody argues, Debein and Tarti. You definitely need a separate Shita Mavos and also an Erev Chatzeres. The wine used for Shita Mavos does not work for the Erev Chatzeres according to both opinions. Ki Pligi Bepas, they only argue when using bread. That's where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. So that's the machlokas Maraim, how to qualify the machlokas Tanar. So Gemara now asks a question, two lines down in Ayin Beis Amun Aleph, Mesive. For Chacham and Omrim, they hold, O Ma'arvin, O Meshatvin. Either you choose to do an Erev Chatzeros, or you choose to use a Shita Mavos. My La, the Gemara says, is this not referring to, O Ma'arvin, Bechatzer, Bepas? O Meshatim b'mavoi b'yayin. This does not mean either you set up an Erev Chatzeres using a pas, and that works for both the mavoi and the Erev Chatzeres, or does it ever mean to use a yayin for the Shita Mavos, and that will work for the Erev Chatzeres. So you see from here, according to this understanding, that yayin will work from Shita Mavos, also it will work to the Chatzer. So Rashi explains, what's the machlokes, what's the kasha? Three lines down, Ayin Beis, my love, the kashi leman damer b'yayin lo pligi. The one who holds that they don't argue by yayin, in other words, that when using wine for shita mavos, everybody agrees it does not work for Erev Chatzeres. If you hold that way, well, this brisa clearly indicates that using yayin for shita mavos will work for the Erev Chatzeres. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Gida Amar Rav, Hachi Kamar. What it means to say here is, O Ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas, either you could use a pas for setting up an Erev Chatzeres and apply that to Shita Mavos, or O Meshatvin b'mavoi b'pas umutarn kamakan. Either use bread for the Shita Mavos or use bread for Erev Chatzeres. But it wasn't addressing using wine at all. When it comes to wine, that still is machlokas with regards to how to understand the Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. How do we pass in the end of the day? So the Gemara says, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Meir, that if you have a Shita Mavos, you have to also set up an Erev Chatzeros. So he formulates this as a Halacha. Rav Hun Amar, it's a Minag, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nogu Ha'am, Rabbi Meir. So what's the difference between Halacha, Lashon Minag, and Lashon Nahagu? So Rashi explains, he quotes, we saw these distinctions earlier in the Masechta, it also appears other places in Shas. If you look at the first now line down in Rashi, it's not a bold Rashi, At least in mine, it's not. At the two dots, it says Hilchasa uminag v'nagu b'perek basa the tainis dafcha vav. Mefarsh explains there that when it says in the Gemara halacha is a certain way, halacha means darshinan b'pirka halacha k'Rabbi Meir. We would make a drasha. You would publicize the fact. We passing like Rabbi Meir. When you use the language of minag, midrash lo darshina, we don't darshin this way. We don't make a public announcement that this is how we practice. However, ori marin liyachid rahabat limalech. If a person comes to ask you and to inquire, we'd say, oh, the practice is this way. We'd encourage him to paskin like Rabbi Meir, but we wouldn't go out and make a public statement. And when it says lashon nagu ora nami lo marinan, we don't teach it. Even if a person comes to ask what to do, we wouldn't advise him to paskin like Rabbi Meir. V'avid, but if he had done like Rabbi Meir, we don't protest him. So this is a very, very important thing, because Rabbi Meir is machmir, that you can't use shita mavos, so then you also set up an Erev Chatzeros. So do you have to make him set up an Erev Chatzeros? Do we tell people to do this? If an individual asks me, we encourage him to do it. And if someone asks me, or do we say, we don't even encourage him to do it, but if you did it, oh, not a big deal. So what's the big deal about setting up a separate Erev Chatzeros? What's the issue? So Tosafot points out here, because you're dealing with a bracha. There's a bracha when it comes to making an Erev Chatzeros. You're dealing with the bracha, and that could possibly be a bracha levatala. So this is a very, very important machokes, whether it's a halacha, whether it's a minag, whether it's a nagu. If you look at Tosafot, the maschal nagu ha'am k'rei meir. Perek Basa, the tiniest Tosas writes, Mefarsh Dori Lo Marinan Kivase. We don't paskin this way. We don't teach this way. Vi Avdina Lo Mechahinim Biadai, like we saw in Rashi. Vim Tomar, Ma Macha Shayach Kan. What would the Macha be? What would you even think to protest the guy from doing? If we assume that simply is Nagu, which means we don't tell people to paskin this way, so what's a Hamina to say, but we don't protest? What would the protest be? He makes him an Erev Chatzeres. What's the big deal? So, Kray Meir, Lassos Erev Vishitif. So Rashi Tosa says, V'yoshuma de lo havi bracha latala. We don't say it's not bracha latala. Meaning if the guy said the bracha, we don't say, you violated bracha latala. No, we let it go through. It's not a big deal. Why don't we tell him that he made a bracha latala? Isn't it an unnecessary bracha? So the Acharim talk about, in general, this machlokut between Tosas and Rambam, whether or not a bracha latala is considered an iser daraisa or not. We know saying Shem Hashem in vain is an iser daraisa, but when you say it in the context of a bracha, now it's in the context of a bracha, it's a nice thing, but you're saying the bracha unnecessarily, so the Rambam holds that's a violation of an iser daraisa. Tosas in a couple places says not an iser midraisa, it's only an iser midrabanan. So it seems that Tosas here is l'shitaso, that since a bracha latala isn't only an iser midrabanan, we wouldn't get upset at the guy. But had it been an Issa Deraisa like the Rambam holds, maybe, in fact, we would make a protest against such a person. Okay.
Could you say that when you make a bracha vatala, when you're not supposed to make, in other words, you did something that was never, you weren't supposed to make a bracha b'chlal here, but here there's a minhag to make a bracha. There's yesh ladin that they should be making a bracha.
It's a good suggestion, meaning bracha tells, if I say bracha on shako right now, I'm not drinking it, that's mamish in vain.
Right.
Here I'm saying bracha, I'm trying to accomplish a mitzvah, I'm trying to do something, now I'm wrong in my halacha.
But the arshit
right.
Is that whole
right. It's a shita Rabbi Meir, the question of whether we pass the Rabbi Meir, but you're right, there's more to hang your hat on in this case, and maybe even in the Rambam, very good, even the Rambam who would hold normally, it's the Raisa, maybe here he would downplay it because there's some, at least some value here, according to some shitas. Very good, could be. No, bracha shein tzricha is I could say bracha m'chayv and I'm just forcing myself to say bracha. I don't need to say bracha. If I say bracha. I say shakal and I say a burn of hashos just to say another bracha of shakal again, so now I'm actually chayv in a bracha shakal because I ended my drinking. I'm starting a new drink, but that was putting myself in a position to say something unnecessary. Bracha l'tal is saying a bracha where I'm not supposed to say bracha, where it's not even a shayach to say bracha. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now here in Ayin Beis that chamisha chaburos sheshavsu b'chaklan echa. You have five people living in a chaklin, which is like a big building, different interpretations, but imagine like a big warehouse. And what they did was, if you look at Rashi explains how they separated different rooms with these makeshift type of walls. So we're going to question how strong the walls were. Are they soft? Are they large? But do those walls make each room now a separate house? Or no, since they're makeshift walls, you can easily knock them over. It's considered one big room, one big house. So the Mishnah says, according to Beis Shammai Omrim Eiv L'chol Chabur V'Chabur, each separation, each partition is a wall, and therefore each area is a separate house, and they all have to contribute separately to an Eiv to be able to walk inside the Chaklim. But according to Beis Hillel Omrim Eiv Echad L'chulan, one Eiv is enough. So Rashi explains that Beis Hillel doesn't think the walls are real walls. It's all one room, one big room. Now, you don't need an Eiv to walk together. In my house, I don't need an Eiv. If in my building, my apartment building, I might need an Erev in the apartment building. But if I view my house as one house, just different components of it, different compartments, I don't need an Erev. So when the Gemara, the Mishnah says you need Erev Echel Chulam, when we want to make an Erev with someone else, another building to share the Chatzer, it's enough to have one for our entire building. But the Kai within the building, you don't need an Erev because these partitions are makeshift partitions. So that's the Machlokas. Beis Shammai held that the walls are considered real walls. Each unit's a separate unit. Beis Hillel argued. So the Mishnah says, Umodim, they both agree, Bizman Shemiksasan Shuyin Bechadarim O Baalios, if it's a situation where they're living in real mamish rooms, the real built rooms, or a second level apartments, so then that's considered separate units, and Tzuichin Erev Lechabur Bechabur, each of the individuals need to contribute to an Erev in that case, even Beis Hillel would agree to this. So Gemara now is going to qualify a couple ways. This Machlok is about understanding the strength of the walls, the quality of the walls, the height of the walls. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Machlokes bin Mesipas. The whole Machlokes here is only using Mesipas. Mesipas, it's a type of wall the Gemara in Babasa uses as well, such a discussion. If you look at the last two lines of Rashi bin Mesipas, Mechita Nemucha Shel Chatichas Eitzim. It's a small, low wall that using just some sticks in the floor to kind of stab them in. When I think of Mesipas, I think of, you go to the Lincoln Tunnel where they have the different lanes and little things in between so you don't knock into the other lane. So that's a type of, wall, like little poles that blocking different compartments. Those are not real walls. So that's the discussion. The whole Machlokas is using Mesipas that Beis Hillel says those are not walls, so it's all one big unit. Beis Shammai says, no, that does qualify as a wall, so they're separate units. Aval, says the Gemara, but Mechitza, Asarif, it's a wall that's 10 high, solid wall made of, real wood, real brick, real stone, real something. Then Divyakol, Eir, Lechol, Chabur, Bechabura, even Beis Hillel would agree that those are separate units and would have to contribute separately to an Eiruf. So then the Gemara says that there's an Ikad Amar Rav Nachman, Af, B'Mesipas Machlokas. Even by Mesipas, there's a Machlokas. What that means is, if you look at Rashi, two wide lines down, Af b'mesipas machlokas delo tema Beis Shammai b'mechita asarahu dasira u'mesipas modeh. Don't say that by a wall is where Beis Shammai says that that's where I think they're separate units. But maybe he'll agree that by mesipos they're not walls. Elafil mesipas nami asar, he even asers in that case as well. In other words, machlokas exists bein whether it's a mechitza or when it's a mesipos, that's a machlokas across the board. So according to the first opinion, by mechitza there is no machlokas, they both agree they're separate units. According to this opinion, by mechitza they're arguing as well as arguing by the mesipos. So the Gemara now says, pligi, but so that's one question about the quality of the wall. Now the next machlokas is how high the wall goes. So pligi ba, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe. Chad amar machlokas b'mechitos ha-megios le-tikra. So one of them, between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, have a machlokas. One felt that this whole debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is when the mechitas go all the way up to the ceiling. But if the mechitas don't go to the ceiling, even Beis Shammai will agree that they're not considered separate units. They're all one building. One Erev is enough. Chad amar, the other one felt, machlokas b'mechitas shein magios latikra. That the whole debate is when the walls don't go to the ceiling. Aval mechitas hamagios latikra. But if the walls go all the way to the ceiling, divyakol, even Beis Hillel would agree, then tzrichin erev l'chol chabur chabur, everyone would agree, you would have to have separate eruvin because they're considered separate units. So this is a very, very important machlokas. So this comes up halacha maisa, actually. We know when it comes to making a minyan in shul, you need 10 people in the same room. Let's say you have 9 people in one room and another person outside, he's not part of the same room. So let's say you have, our shul. You have 9 people, and the chazan standing in the bima. He's davening musaf. Everybody left. It's the guy davening musaf in the bima, and everyone, 9 people in the rest of the shul. Can you be mitzarif the chazan as the 10th person? He's in a separate rishus. He's in a bima. It's 10 tachim high. Perhaps ours might not be that high, but let's say certain shuls the bima is very high, and there's the walls, and it's 4x4 tachim. He's considered a separate unit. So the Shulchan Aruch says, even though he's a separate unit, he's allowed to be considered part of the rest of the minim. But then he says that there are those there, Yesh Omerim, that say it's only true if the walls around the bima. Ours don't have that, but if you look, I remember in Tzfas, they have different shuls that they have like poles going up. So if the walls go all the way up to the tikra, even though you could see through the walls, but poles go to the ceiling, that would actually indicate he's considered as a separate unit, the chazan, he cannot be mitzdarif. Only if the walls don't go to the ceiling. And it's based on Rabbeinu Peretz, who learned from this particular Gemara here, the chilek of magir satikra, not magir satikra, how that does impact, in fact, the person in the bima, whether he's mitzdarif to the rest of the minyan or not. So the Gemara now says at the top of Amud Beis here. So Macy, we're going to present a brisa, and we're going to ask a kasha in the four different pieces. Just to remind ourselves, we had a machlok is about the quality of the wall, mechitas versus mesipos, and two ikidamers there. And then we had a machlok is about the mechitas magila tikra, two machlokos in there. So we have four different permutations here, and the Gemara is going to try to address them with this following brisa. So Gemara now says in the top of Amid Beis here, Macy, Amar Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar. So what does Savar mean? Rashi says, Savar means Al-Shem Churfei Karlei Hachi. Savar means Svar. He's a sharp guy. Rabbi Yehuda is called Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar. Tosos gives a different shot. It's a different nusach. Tosos writes, Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar, Rabbeinu Chanan Algaris HaSavach, Perish Gadol L'Svacha, Kein Mitznefes V'kova, Kamo Shvachu Maasei Shvichi. It's some type of hat he'd wear, or maybe he'd make hats. That was, he was called Savach. And others say, Al-Shem Iro did B'Sefer Yeshua, Kamo Kein Ksiv Medin Svacha. It's the name of a city. He came for a city, Svacha. So different yourselves, different reasons, but either way, this was the Tana. And the Tana has taught us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, HaSabar, or HaSavach, that Lo Nechlaku Beishame Beis Hillel, Amachitos HaMagios L'Tikra, Shetshichin Eiruv L'Chol Chabur V'Chabur. They don't argue. If there are walls that go from floor to ceiling, even Beis Hillel would agree that they're considered separate units. They need to contribute separately to the Eruv. Ama Nechlaku, what do they argue about? Amachitos She'ein Magias L'Tikra. When it comes to walls that do not reach the ceiling, She'beishame Omrim Eruv L'Chol Chabur V'Chabur, even though they don't reach the ceiling still. Beishame holds that they're separate units. Beis Hillel Omrim Eruv Echa L'Chulan. No, once they don't reach the ceiling, they're considered all one unit, and it's once enough, it's sufficient to make one Eruv on behalf of all them living in that building. So the Gemara now says, Leman damar b'mechitos hamagios l'tikra machlokes, the one who holds that they argue when the mechitos reach the ceiling, this is a tiyufta, because our Baisa says that they both agree when they reach the ceiling, there is no machlokes, so it goes against that man damar. Ulman damar b'mechitos shemagios l'tikra machlokes siyata. If you hold that when the ceiling, the floor, the walls rather don't reach the ceiling, that's a machlokes, this actually is a support, because it says that that's what they're talking, arguing about. L'hach lishna, the opinion that Amar of Nachman Machlokes b'Mesipas, where their Machlokes by Mesipos, it's a Tiyufta here, because this is talking about the Mechitzos, real walls, implying by b'Mesipos there would not even be discussion. Beishami would agree that it's one unit. El Hach Lishna, the other Lishna, the Amar of Nachman Af b'Mesipos Machlokes, that they're arguing both by a Mechitza and by Mesipos, Lema Teve Tiyufta, are you going to say it's Tiyufta? Meaning we don't know. This is clearly showing that they're arguing about a mechitas, but maybe they're also arguing about mesipos. So Amalach of Nachman, Nachman says, "Pligi b'mechita v'wad din b'mesipos." Even though this brice is certainly presented as a machlokas by a mechita, by a real wall, it also implies that they're arguing about the mesipos, these small little poles in the ground. That's also a machlokas. Now, even though it wasn't stated in the brice, v'hai dekatani mifligi b'mechita, so why do they only stress that they're arguing about a mechitza, a real wall, not a mesipos? Though diachal kochan de Beis Hillel to show how far Beis Hillel is going. That Beis Hillel certainly thinks when using mesipos, it's all considered one unit. That's not a wall. But even when using a real mechitza, even then Beis Hillel says that's not considered a wall either unless it reaches the ceiling. So just to show the koach, the strength, how far Beis Hillel is willing to be makel, even by a mechitza, but certainly by mesipos. So that's why the Brisa only mentioned a case of mechitza. So the Gemara asks the question the Gemara always asks, for lithoguba mesipos, why not present the case of mesipos, the poles in the ground, though diacha kocha the beishamah, to teach you how far beishamah is willing to be machmer, that even by these fake walls, these poles in the ground, even then he thinks that's a separation of units. Because Gemara says, koach that ter adif, because whenever we want to try to show someone's position, we're always trying to show the position of those who are more mekel than those who are more machmer. The reason the Gemara Rashi tells us in Maseches Beta is because it's much easier to be machmer than it is to be mekel. Now, mekel people can be easy also, but no one's going to buy it from you. If you're real, you're Shemaim, no one's going to trust the guy who's always mekel. So it's easy to be machmer. I mean, machmer, oh, don't do it, just throw out the pot, just get rid of it. But if you want to be mekel, you have to really prove the point. So a person's willing to put himself out there and say, I'm being Makel, must be that he's really correct. He really did the research to be Makel. So therefore, we want to always present those positions of Koach, Deter Adif. That's the idea. Now, there's a tosis here. I don't want to go through it, but there's a short tosis of Koach, Deter Adif, that why are we even addressing Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai is Ein Misha. We shouldn't even entertain the possibility of showing the Koach of Beis Shammai, but that's a short tosis there on the top. So Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar, that the machlokas is, when it comes to mechitzah magias l'tikra, everybody agreed you need separate eir l'chol echad v'echad. It's only machlokas when it's ein magias l'tikra. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, masnisa nami deka, Our Mishnah is also very precise in this position. The Katani, our Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, Modim bizman shemiksasan shirin bichadar mevalios shetrichan erev l'chol chabur v'chabura. When some of the families are living in separate rooms, not just makeshift walls, not like walls 10 tefachim high, but real rooms, real walls, real doors, or if they're in attics or second floors, that's certainly they're considered separate units. So the Gemara says, my chadar, my alias. What does it mean rooms? What does it mean attics? Ilema chadar mchadar mamish, alias alias mamish, really means a real room and a real attic. Pshita, of course. Who would ever think that you wouldn't have the separate area? If you're living in separate rooms, that's like a separate house. That's too obvious of a point for the Mishnah to have to address that. Ella, lav ke'ein chadar, ke'ein alias. It must be something that's similar to a room. Something that's similar to an attic, but not really. What is that? My nihu, mechitas hamagir satikra, shmamina. If you have walls that go up to the ceiling, that's considered ke'ein chadar. In other words, if you go down to our social hall, so we have those big walls that move around, they go from ceiling to floor, floor to ceiling. Those are not real rooms. Now, if you make them, say, we're in a situation where you have to create a real room, fine. But let's say you just put partitions, but there's no real rooms. That's a real mechitza. That's ke'ein chadarim. That's what we're describing in the Mishnah, whereby Beis Hillel would agree that that would be considered a separate unit. But when it's not magias la tikra, then Beis Hillel, which is how we paskin, he holds that would not be considered a separate unit. So Gemara now says Tana, Bamed varmamum. When is this all true? And what is what true? So Rashi says, when is it true that if you look at Beis Shammai, or rather if you look at Rashi, three narrow lines down, Rashi says, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is it true to Asri Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai says it's Asr, that will the walls separate the different units? Kishem Molichin Ha'irv Be'echad Mishar Be'atei Chatzar. So you imagine you have this big building, which is what we're describing, and the question is whether the building, when they contribute to the Erev in the Chatzar to some other people, whether they have to bring one for each family living in that big building, or one Erev for the entire building. So when is Beis Shammai Machmir, that each person, each family, and each unit has to give a separate Erev or contribute to the Bnei Chatzar? That's only when the Erev is in some other location in the property. But if the bread is actually in the trachlin itself, in the building of the different units, so then look at backside of Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana b'med d'amurim kishmolichin es ha'iruvin l'makom acher. The only time the Beis Shammai requires each family unit to contribute to the Erev is when the Erev is in a different location, not in the trachlin. About im haya eruvin ba etzlan, if the pas is being held in the trachlin in this building, divriat kol eruv echad l'kulin. It's enough to have just one Erev, the entire unit is considered connected, even with the different walls, even Beis Shammai will agree one is enough for all of them. So, based on this understanding now, Kaman Ozla Hodetane, so who is the author of the following brisa? Chamisha Shegavu Es Eruvin, five people, five families that gather in Erev, Kishemolichen Es Eruvin at Lamakum Acher, when they place the Erev elsewhere, however, Erev Echelakulan, that's when they place it somewhere else, it's enough, it's, one second, Erev Echelakulan, it's enough to have just one Erev for all five families. Who holds that way? It's Kaman Kabeis Hillel, because Beis Shammai felt that if you're putting the Erev somewhere else, you can't use Erev Echelakulan, you have to do Erev L'chol Echad V'Echad. So this Bryce, according to this Tana right now, is only according to Beis Hillel. But again, Beis Shammai would say, it's only true Erev Echelakulan if it's Ba'etzlan, if it comes to their building, but if it goes elsewhere, Beis Shammai says you need to have each contribute separately. But there is an ikadamri of the Bamed Dvar Mamurim. Ikadamri says, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is this all true? Kishahaya Erev Ba'etzlan, when it comes to them, so then that's the din of that's the machlokes of when Beis Shammai says you have to give each person to contribute. If you are putting the bread, the Erev, somewhere else, divriya kol tzrichin Erev l'chol chabur v'chabur. Everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel will agree that each family would actually have to contribute to the Erev. So that's a very different perspective now. Now, based on this, that even Beis Hillel's machmir, when it goes elsewhere, Kiman Azla Hadatanya, who is the author of the Brisa that says, Chamisha Shagavu es Eruvin, Kishemolichin es Eruvin, Lamakam Acher, Erev Echelakulan, that when you place the Erev elsewhere, it's enough to have one Erev for the entire building. Who holds that way? Kiman, the Lo Kechad. It doesn't go like either one of them, because now, based on this, new Ikadamri, even Beis Hillel agrees that each family has to give separately when the pas and the Erev is placed elsewhere. Okay, let's begin now the new Mishnah in the Gemara. The Mishnah says that Achen Shahayu, if their brothers are living Ochen al Shulchan Avim, they're eating at their father's house, let's say that Shabbos. But they're living in, they're sleeping in their own house. So the situation Rashi tells us, where they all live in the same courtyard. Okay, the whole family takes over, the Kohen Mishpacha, they all live in the same courtyard. Here's the parents, here's the siblings, they all live in their separate houses. And they're having the Suda at the parents' house, but they're going back home to sleep. So what's the din here? So the Mishnah said they want to make an Erev with the rest of the Bnei Chatzar. So the Mishnah says that Vishenim Bibatayim, Tzichen Erev L'cholecha V'yachad. Each family member has to contribute separately to the Erev. And now the reason the Gemara is going to tell us is because the indicator whether or not you're considered part of the family or not is where you sleep. So if, let's say, the children were all sleeping at the parents' house, so they're all part of the family, it's one for all of them. But since they're going back home to sleep in their own house, so we see that clearly, it's where a person sleeps is what dictates the independence of each family or not. We'll see that that's machlokas, but that's the simple understanding. So the Mishnah says, Lefikach, therefore, Im shachach echamim, if one of the siblings forgets to contribute to the Erev that week, Velo Erev, he doesn't make the Erev, Mevatel es reshuto, he needs to Mevatel reshus to the rest of the Bnei Chatzar so that they could use the property. So the Mishnah now qualifies and says, Amosai, when is this true? Bizman shemolichin eruvan lemakom achet. All true when the Erev is placed in some other house in the courtyard, not in the father's house. Aval, but if, hamahaya Erev, but it's on, if the Erev is being kept in the father's house, oh, shein imam diorinim b'chatzar, or no one else lives in the courtyard other than the family members, the parents and the siblings, then ein tzichin arev. Because there's a certain connection between the father and the children, and the question is how strong that connection is. So if it's going to be in someone else's property, so then just like someone else's house is holding the Erev, so just like the father has to be contribute to the Erev, so do the siblings have to contribute to the Erev. But if the Erev is being placed in the father's house for all of Bnei Chatzar, so then even the children are going to be pulled into under the father's the rubric of the father's house, and they would not have to contribute separately. So the Gemara now says, based on what I told you before in the Mishnah, that Shema Mina, we could learn from here, Makom Lina Gorim. The place where a person sleeps is actually what's Gorim, what's, what creates a person's independence. So since the siblings are going back home to sleep, so then they're sleeping in a separate house and the father, they have to contribute separately to the Erev. But Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav B'mekavle Pras Shanu. Not true. It even goes based on where a person is eating. When the Mishnah had said that they're eating in the father's house, it doesn't mean that they're literally eating on the father's table. It means that the father's supporting them. But they're actually eating in their own homes, and they're sleeping in their own homes. So there is no raya whether or not where a person eats, where a person sleeps, is what's going to consider them a separate unit. The similar discussion we have, where should a woman light candles, le Shabbos? Does she go where she sleeps or where she eats? So she's going out, let's say, for Friday night Suda, but she's coming back home to sleep in her house. So should she light at home, or should she light where she's eating? So there's always a discussion. Part of the calculation is, will she be home in time to get hanav from the candles or not? Ideally, a person should always go where they is their home. Their home is certainly where they sleep. We normally assume where you sleep is the what's goreim, based on this gemara here. But just Rav Yehuda just points out, it's not such a raya necessarily, because it could be a case where they're being just supported by the father, but not actually eating on the father's table. So the Gemara now quotes the Bryce and we'll finish with this. Tanya Rabbanan. Mi sheyeshlo beishar achsadja umarpeset bechatzer chaveiro hareze eino osala. We discussed if you live in a courtyard with other people, you have to contribute to the Erev. If you don't contribute to the Erev, you are actually asking the others of using it until you're mevatel reshus. So what's considered a house? If I have a real house that I live in, that certainly is a house. I'm asking the others from using it unless I contribute. But let's say I've got a beishar or achsadja. A beishar is like a gate. Not a house, but some type of I don't know how they define it, if there's an English translation, it's a small little entranceway before you get to a house. So, you know, something like a little booth. Sometimes you go to like a fancy home, it's a guy, like a shomer sitting in a little booth by the fence, by the wall. So you have a beis shar in the courtyard, but your house isn't on the courtyard. Or even achsadja, which is some type of outside area, canopy of some sort, I don't know, gazebo maybe. Or marpeset, you have a porch that looks over the courtyard. These are not considered real places of living, and therefore it doesn't aser, eino oser, you don't have to contribute, and your lack of contribution doesn't aser the rest of the people using it. But beis hatavim, which is a storage house of grains, beis habakar, a cattle house, beis haetzim, a place where you keep wood, beis haotos, other types of a place where you keep wine or oil, other types of foods and grains and liquids, all those hareze, osarlav, that actually is considered enough of a dira and would aser the bnei chatzar if you don't contribute. So it doesn't have to be a place where you actually live, but certain things that are, you know, that are part of your living, food and things of that sort, part of your base dira. comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Oser Elamakom Dir Bavad. He argued and says only where you actually live, but that which is an extension of your living, like a base bakar, base heaven. That's not where I live. Yeah, they're necessary for my living. They're food. They're parnasa for me. But that's not where I live. Only place where you actually live would be considered would ask the chatzar, but not these extensions of other areas. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'is ben Napacha, a story happened once with this person. Shehayu lo chamesh chatzeros be'usha, had five different courtyards in an area of Usha. And ba Ma'is lefnei chachamim, v'amru ein osa el beis dir bavat. They said only a beis dir, only place where a person lives would it aser. So the Gemara says, a beis dir sagadaitach, a person who has a bias. It sounds like the emphasis, if you have like 10 houses. You're not living in the house now, but you have 10 houses throughout the Usha. So my house alone will aser. I'm not living there. Just the house that I own. It's a real estate for me. Why would a beis dir aser? So beis dir asaka daitach. It's not fair because I purchased an area that I have to aser everyone else from using the chatzar. Ella ema. What it means say makam dir, the place where I'm actually living. So if I'm living in one place, my extra houses that I'm not really using, that's not asering. Only makam dir alone. So how do you define a makam dir? And this will end with this. My makam dir, how do you define a makam dir? Rav Amar, makam pisa, the place where you're eating. Rashi says on the top of Ayin Gimel, the makam shehu ochel sham. And Shmuel Amar, makam lina, place where you're actually sleeping. So we see based on this, the way the Ein Misha Paskins, he Paskins that based on where you're eating is what defines your makam, and that would indicate whether you need to contribute to the Eiriva or not. Okay, we will stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.